This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts for those of you just tuning in. We started out last hour talking about the failure of the Nike boycott that happened last week. Turns out Nike's got a higher stock price than it ever has, and its social media has gone up in a significant manner, over 170,000 additional follows on their Instagram account after the Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick controversial ad campaign launched about a week ago.
We had 19 million post views at one point on Facebook. You know what they? You know the size of the check they sent us.
Well, yeah, I mean
it was zero. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, having 19 million post views did squat for downloads of audio for Free Talk Live. Nothing. The people on social media care about the stuff that's going on social media, but they don't really leave it.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. You can take control of the airwaves here, and that's what we're going to do with Bill first up in Pennsylvania, listening in Erie to WJET AM. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First time I've called in. Hey, a couple of comments on the Kaepernick thing. You know, I'm kind of amazed. You know, advertisers that pay the NFL, they pay big money, correct, to advertise?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Now, what surprises me is talking about boycotts. Why don't some of those people that have to pay big bucks to get their message out of their products, and here Colin Kaepernick gets his message out for free of charge? I guess I'm kind of maybe you've heard. I haven't. Is there any boycotting from some of the people that are paying? Say, hey, you know what? We don't want to. We're paying to get our products out, and you guys are talking, you know, everything's going to Colin Kaepernick, where he kind of like hijacked the NFL, kind of in a way.
Well, I'm not sure. What is it that you're saying these other companies should boycott exactly?
Well,
because
what I'm saying is they have to pay big bucks to get their message.
Well, are you pointing out that Nike has gotten a bunch of...
He's getting his message out. Free of charge, is that right?
You're pointing out that Nike got a bunch of free media from this controversial aspect of this ad campaign.
So much. Well, Nike is cashing in on it, of course, but no, Colin Kaepernick gets his message out what he wants free of charge.
What do you mean by that? When you say he gets his message out free of charge?
Well, isn't that what the NFL's talking about? That ain't that what all the cameras are on? They're on Colin Kaepernick.
He's not working for the NFL.
So I think
Ian doesn't know about much.
So let me see if I can wade in. There are people, lots of people that make money just talking about sports.
Mm-hmm. And sports talk radio?
Well, kind of like what we're doing right now. Now, you and I would be terrible sports talk hosts because we just don't know
anything. I don't
like
sports that much.
But we're talking about the controversy that surrounds Colin Kaepernick. This is also going on all sports media, including the pre-games and post-game things that have NFL logos and those kind of things involved, too. And I think that's what the caller's interested in.
So, wait, are you saying... Well, I understand what you're saying there, Mark, but is that what you're saying, Bill? Is that, you know, Colin Kaepernick gets free media attention from sports talk radio?
Yeah, it's like, you know, if everybody's... Hey, you know, if I have a political viewpoint and, hey, do we get to go down there and do we get to, you know, do we get to do that? No.
Go down where?
Let's go to an NFL game, get on the sidelines, and let's, and make sure they see.
Okay, so you're saying that, I'm understanding what you're saying now. You're saying that because Colin Kaepernick was willing to step out of line and kneel during the national anthem, that got him attention, and you're saying people should be jealous of that?
And he's getting his message out, but yet other people that pay big bucks to get their message out.
The difference is, Bill, I see what you're saying, but the difference is, and here's why what you're saying is inaccurate.
And I got one more comment after
this,
too.
Yeah, sure. Hang on for one moment there. The reason why what you're saying is inaccurate is because when you pay for advertising, you pay to get the message right. When you're doing something that is a protest, in the case of Kaepernick, you don't know how the media is going to interpret your message or retransmit your message, if they're going to take the right excerpt from your interview or not. It's all completely up to whoever it is that's running that particular media, you know, that the journalist or their editors, how your message gets portrayed. How many people were aware of all whatever nuances Kaepernick wanted them to be aware of? Probably not that many. It's just general controversy surrounding his choice. Versus, you know, what was he actually trying to say by doing that?
At this point, it looks like a PR victory, but there were days when it looked pretty dark for Kaepernick.
Go ahead with your other point, Bill.
Well, another thing, you know, he's talking about pretty much injustice, against civil liberty, against groups.
You mean police abuse?
You know, but,
police abuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. But, you know, then here comes Nike. I mean, they send their products overseas, and they you talk about using people using, they're getting paid what, $1 an hour maybe, and where's the injustice? Why don't he stand up for something like that? I mean, he's standing up for these people over here. Stand up for how about standing up for, and then these same people that are like against climate change, you know, China's making a mess out of the air over there. The same people that will back him and call you a flat earther for believing in climate change, but yet they'll get right on a bandwagon with him, and that company, you know, Nike's taking advantage of the Chinese over there.
Were you upset by Kaepernick's protest?
Was I? Yeah, I was. I don't, you know, okay. It's like, hey, you know, I don't watch the NFL. You know, Sunday afternoon, you like to relax, and that, you know, really, and all the millions, all the thousands of people in a stand, and oh my gosh, oh, Colin Kaepernick isn't standing up. Oh, what do you think is going on? I think it was all made up. I think it was all planned. To be honest,
you can't plan
really,
a response.
All the thousands of people standing, and you're going to concentrate on one guy that's kneeling down.
Well, you can't plan a response. I mean, I don't think it's a conspiracy here, but thank you for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate it. When you decide, you can plan what you are going to do, you, the individual, are going to do, but you don't know how the media is going to respond to it. They may not care. They may ignore you completely, or this thing may blow up and be the biggest controversy of the year. You have no idea what's going to happen.
I agree with him that many of the people that would support Nike's support of Kaepernick also would be upset with the, you know, to know that Nike makes cheap shoes abroad and pays very low wages and sweatshop conditions and things
like
that.
Well, they're only low in comparison to the United States. Are they low in comparison to their competition in China?
I would, however, say that if a company went abroad, and there would be no reason for them to go abroad to make stuff and paid U.S. wages. If a company went abroad and paid U.S. wages, of course, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah, why would they build a new factory?
Why would they? But if they did, they would pervert the local economy in such a disastrous fashion that it would be destructive. You don't want to pay wages that are exorbitantly high in a given area.
Mm.
Maybe you want to make a factory that's air-conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that one. Maybe you want to have, reasonably safe equipment and those kind of things. But, you don't want to have wages that are ridiculously high, because then what's going to happen? Well, all the smartest people who are doctors and lawyers and, the politicians or whomever, the people that would go to the top, the most powerful positions, will then go work for the shoe factory, and they will be making Nikes. You don't want that.
Yeah, let's go to the good news is, Mark, economics will prevent you from doing that.
But economics, but people don't vote based on economics. I mean, we don't give votes to the United States based on your economics understanding. And people vote.
Sure.
People who do not understand economics, not one whit, will answer questions and questionnaires and vote and participate in polls and do man-on-the-street interviews, and it's ridiculous.
All right, phone lines are getting busy. If you're on the line, we are going to get to you. Stand by here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And we got a couple different topics, too, which I always like. I always like a little variety. where you can take control of the airwaves. You can decide what we talk about here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live inviting you, as always, to take control of the airwaves here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or jump on into the Discord on-air call-in line rooms on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car, easily, with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with just one bumper sticker. And you know people love to read them, so you could probably find a whole bunch of them that you like over at LibertyStickers.com, because they've got a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available for you at LibertyStickers.com. In fact, even if you want to do custom bumper stickers, maybe you got a business you need some stickers for, or an event you're promoting, or whatever it is that you want to make a sticker for, they can do that for you. Over at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, let's go first to Steve in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Steve. Steve?
Hey, this is Steve from Indianapolis.
We got you. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I've got two things I want to correct you guys on, and then I've
please.
2 points I want to make that you haven't covered yet. Which do you want?
Well, let's try the corrections, because we don't like being, you know, if we're wrong about something, we want to know about it, so... Let's do those first.
All right. President Trump has been talking about how he got rid of the mandate. We no longer have to pay for health insurance and receive a fine if we don't.
The law hasn't changed, though.
Really?
So he is not going to enforce the law in that way. And as the chief executive, I suppose he can break the law.
So he can order the IRS to not enforce the law. That's not breaking the law. It's just using discretion.
Choosing not to enforce a law.
Yeah. Because when the police use discretion, it's not breaking the law.
All right. You can call it what you want.
Okay, that's good. Point one. Point number two?
Point number two. The Star-Spangled Banner, the entire thing is about the Battle of Fort McHenry and in the War of 1812. And the poem writer, the lawyer, is commenting about how the flag is standing there and it represents America staying strong through the bombardment of the cannons of the ships of the harbor. The third verse that talks about was that band who so vauntingly swore that through the havoc of war and the bells confusion a home and a freedom will leave us no more. Their blood has washed out their false footsteps pollution. And then there's this verse referring to the slaves who are in the fort for sanctuary, saying no refuge could save the hiring slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. Why people think that is racist and talking about the extermination of slaves blows my mind, since the entire work is about the destruction of that fort and how everyone fought so hard, including the slaves who were there for protection. So that just kind of blows my mind that you guys have bought into the Colin Kaepernick myth that third verse is anti-slave.
This is a Colin Kaepernick myth? Okay, but let's just, I've never heard it associated with Colin Kaepernick.
That's what he said when he first started kneeling. He got benched. And this
really?
Is my other thing I was going to say. He got benched. Then he started kneeling. And he said, I'm kneeling because of the third verse in the Star-Spangled Banner. Then at practice, he wore tops as big socks. He said, no, I'm actually kneeling because of the black on white violence, where the black the white officers are killing our unarmed black kids. And that, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter thing, hands up, don't shoot, is a mess. That the kid did not have his hands up. He tried to get the gun from the cop in the middle of the street. And he got shot.
Well, I mean, it's so certainly not a myth. I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but it's certainly not a myth.
You're not moving the goalposts. You're just throwing new ones up.
Yeah.
So let's stay on the topic here as best we can.
It's certainly not a myth, though, that there's violence against people by the police in the United States.
Yeah. I just
want to add this last thing with Kaepernick. Nike makes uniforms for the NFL. So if he was kneeling and it was starting to affect the business of the NFL and their profits, doing another dagger in the heart of the NFL is to do something that's going to make people no longer want to wear Nike merchandise, which is what they use. They make the uniforms for the NFL. Nike does.
Well, according to...
People are buying Nike shoes as a result of this, all the hullabaloo about this Nike stuff. And I would presume that Nike, they're probably going to buy Nike uniforms. I mean, don't you think this is a PR coup for Nike?
I think it's a total work of masterpiece revenge on the part of Colin Kaepernick. He's not only hurting the NFL by kneeling for the Star-Spangled Banner, he's now hurting the NFL by having people not support Nike.
Has he hurt the NFL, though?
The NFL games.
I mean, has he hurt the NFL? There's a story here. There's a story here from The Guardian that I've had in my show prep for a couple of weeks that says that their TV ratings are down, but their team revenues are up. So have, they seem to be doing fine.
Someone's gonna have to point out the fact, like I am, that Nike has a contract to make uniforms for the NFL. So we'll see how this plays out. If it further hurts the NFL to drop Nike as their uniform maker,
I want to know more about
uniforms like Under Armour.
I want to know more about this this whole idea that this third verse of the Star Spangled
Banner. Yeah, I wanted to come back to that too.
Isn't racist, because I know that Francis Scott Key was a very big proponent of the slave system, and you know, the articles that I have read basically show him, you know, reveling in the blood of executed slaves and these sorts of things. And maybe this isn't true. Maybe it's just a whole work of fiction. The internet will do that. There's no doubt about it, but can you give me something I can look up that is something a bit more than, you know, what sounds like a pretty well-informed radio caller, but I've learned over the years that people can sound pretty well-informed and then be completely wrong at the same time.
Read all the Star Spangled Banner. Read all the lines.
I have. Back when I was a kid, we sang the whole thing. Just to be clear.
Tell me how that makes any sense. That even the chorus, after the line about the slaves, no refuge could save the hiring slave from the terror of flight and the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner and triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave. How on earth would that chorus follow a verse of something terrible about slaves dying? I mean, he is saying this is what's going on. The whole star-spangled banner is a story about what's going on. The flag remains standing, America remains standing. The third verse of anything is probably the more dark, concrete part of the Star Spangled Banner, talking about the blood washing out, foul footsteps, pollution, and no one could escape the gloom and the grave. It's like the first stanza is about how the bombs burst in air and they illuminate the night, and you see the flag still standing there, and that's pretty great. The fourth verse is probably the best, because the fourth verse actually mentions this be our motto, in God is our trust. And we don't sing that. And I bet the liberals and the left would probably say we can't sing that. So you gotta just read the whole thing.
You can do it at a NFL event. The idea of separation of church and state should be on state time with state property, not having to do with what you choose to do. The national anthem is just it's just a song, and Americans can sing it if they want. I would point out that it was a British drinking song, and the country that supports IP to the 99 years plus the artist's lifetime and all that stuff, you know, swiped some British drinking song to turn it into the Star Spangled Banner. But I've always been a proponent of America the Beautiful for the national anthem, and I've made that clear many times. I just think it's a better song, and people can actually sing it.
Steve, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We can do more, though, than just look at lyrics, because obviously song lyrics are subject to interpretations.
Well, I'm going
to
read this. I think that he sounds reasonable.
Well, let's find out here, because I've got a piece here from The Intercept that's actually going to get into a little bit of Key's past. And
he's not a particularly delightful person.
Yeah, so
not nearly as bad as the guy.
Moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's GUSSET.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
There's tons of rain from Tropical Storm Florence in the Carolinas. Thousands of people living near the river in North Carolina were ordered evacuated. Leroy Smith is South Carolina's Director of Public Safety.
Our troopers and officers are out patrolling the roadways, looking for downed power lines, trees, debris in the roadway, investigating collisions, and looking for any other roadway hazards.
North Carolina Congressman George Holding says Federal aid is on the way.
The federal disaster declarations are for the first 8 or 9 counties. There will be additional counties included in that. I discussed with FEMA this morning about including Harnett County and Sampson County. But this is going to take months to clean up from, and it will take years to recover from.
Florence is packing 45-mile-per-hour winds. At least 12 deaths are blamed on the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, we don't have that anymore. Discord, on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's how you can get in touch with us in high-quality audio. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with Ian and Mark. And I also want you to know about the Blink Home Security System. And it is an affordable home security system, which is hard to find. And it's actually useful.
It's really affordable.
Yeah, affordable and useful. Because you can find some dirt cheap home security systems, but it's garbage. The Blink Home Security System, you get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys. And you can add more than 3 cameras if you need to. Plus an extra 15% off by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. No contracts. No subscriptions. You know, you don't get that with a lot of home security where you got to sign up for some kind of, you know, service from some third-party company. No, you just buy the Blink cameras. You set them up. They even come with the batteries that you need for them, which, by the way, will last for 2 years, apparently. Mine I've had up for about a year thus far.
Haven't had any problem.
No issue thus far. And so it's motion-activated, and so that means that whenever something's happening in front of the camera during the time range that you specify, it'll send you a clip of what's going on in your home to wherever you are. You're on your smartphone, there's your clip right there of what just happened at your back door or wherever. Super nice, easy to do. Plus, you can also, if you ever want to, for some reason, you can pull up a live feed. So if you just want to check in and see what's going on in your cameras, maybe it was the middle of the day, but you didn't have the system activated or something like that, you can do that with the Blink system. And it works with Alexa. That's because Blink is now an Amazon company. So save yourself 15% off the already shockingly affordable and effective Blink home security system by going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. All right, so we're going to get to the other calls here, but I want to, you know, dig in a little further into what our caller was saying a few moments ago, saying that, oh, no, his position was, oh, the Star Spangled Banner with the third verse where it references slaves. It's actually not against slaves. It's, what was he saying? That it basically was sort of memorializing the slaves who were...
Well, it could be... what I got a different impression from him than what I'm seeing as arguments to his side mm-hmm. on the internet. So in his case, it sounded like the that slaves had taken refuge in the fort that was being bombed by the British or something like that. But it doesn't look like that's what the arguments are.
So obviously. Lyrics in a song are subject to interpretation.
It was a poem, published initially.
Lyrics in a poem are subject to interpretation. That's what, you know, good art does, right? It, like, gets people to think, gets people to disagree. Not everybody really knows what the original intentions were unless the artist specifies them. Now, Key may not have made any direct comments on what his intentions were here. However, he did make some comments about his opinions about slavery, and there's a little bit of history that's worth sharing here. So I'm going to pull up a story from TheIntercept.com, written by John Schwartz, and also Snopes has an article about this. So the language that we're talking about, again, in the third verse is, no refuge could save the hireling and slave, a hireling being someone who was hired to do a thing, from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And as The Intercept points out here, the Star-Spangled Banner, Americans hazily remember, was written by Francis Scott Key about the Battle of Fort McHenry in Baltimore during the War of 1812. But we don't ever talk about how the War of 1812 was a war of aggression that began with an attempt by the United States to grab Canada from the British Empire. However, we'd wildly overestimated the strength of the U.S. military at the time.
Yeah.
By the time the Battle of Fort McHenry in 1814, the British had counterattacked and overrun Washington, D.C., setting fire to the White House. And one of the key tactics behind the British military's success was its active recruitment of American slaves. As detailed in a 2014 article in Harper's, the orders given to the Royal Navy's Admiral Sir George Cockburn read, quote,
what an unfortunate name.
Let the landings you make be more for the protection of the desertion of the black population than with a view to any other advantage. The great point will be attained is the cordial support of the black population. With them properly armed and backed with 20,000 British troops, Mr. Madison will be hurled from his throne. Again, that's the British admiral here,
right,
saying why they wanted to protect the blacks there. Whole families found their way to the ships of the British, who accepted everyone and pledged that no one would be given back to their owners. Adult men were trained to create a regiment called the Colonial Marines, who participated in many of the most important battles, including the August 1814 raid on Washington. Then on the night of September 13, 1814, the British bombarded Fort McHenry. Key, seeing the fort's flag the next morning, was inspired to write the lyrics for the Star-Spangled Banner. So when Key penned those lines that, quote, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, unquote, he was taking great satisfaction in the death of the slaves who had freed themselves with the help of the British in that case. So he wasn't talking about the, you know, slaves on the American side who had been protected by the Americans.
It's speculation. We're not entirely sure what he was talking about, but it certainly is indicting.
Well, it makes sense what this perspective is saying here,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, he's reveling in the idea that those darn slaves who had turned coats against their masters and had joined the British, they perished in this fight. That's the interpretation here.
The other side of it is that part of the reason for the ostensible reason for the War of 1812 from the American side was the British had impressed or enslaved many American merchant marines into their navy while they're fighting the French, presumably the French. They're already fighting the French. And they, you know, so those people were enslaved too, and plus the British military had hirelings in the form of mercenaries, and so that's the counter-argument.
His perspective may have been affected by the fact that he himself owned several slaves. And according to the story over at Snopes.com about this, it goes without saying that Key did not have the enslaved black population of America in mind when he penned these words. It would be logical to assume as well that he might have harbored a special resentment toward Americans or African Americans who fought against the United States on behalf of the king.
Seems reasonable for a guy who owned slaves and was verbose in his support of slavery. I mean, this isn't the only situation.
Yeah, I had a quote from that as well. Oh, yeah, here's a quote from Key. He believed blacks to be a, quote, distinct and inferior race of people, which all experience proves to be the greatest evil that afflicts a community, unquote. So this guy...
What is the greatest evil?
Black people, is
okay.
What he's saying.
So the idea of racism was relatively new at this time. He would have been a forerunner in the notion that black people were a distinct race and these sorts of things, because race didn't even really exist in people's minds at the time. That's, you're talking 1840s, 1850s.
Race didn't exist in people's minds?
No, not really.
Really? That's the first time I've ever heard of
that. Well, it took a long time for this to sort of seed. I mean, they were just different, that's all.
Quote from The Intercept here is, the reality is there were human beings fighting for freedom with incredible bravery during the War of 1812. However, the Star Spangled Banner glorifies America's triumph over them and then turns that reality completely upside down, transforming their killers into courageous freedom fighters. After the U.S. and the British signed a peace treaty at the end of 1814, the U.S. government demanded the return of American, quote, property, unquote, which by that point numbered about 6,000 people. Remember, they said here that the reason why the British, you know, was having some success was because they'd recruited slaves from America into their fighting force, and they still sort of had them once this treaty was reached. The British refused to hand those people over, which resulted in most of those 6,000 individuals settling in Canada, with some going to Trinidad, where their descendants are still known to this day as Americans, spelled with an M.
Frankly, that's a lot more honorable than what the United States did with the Iraqi and the Afghani people that fought alongside them in those wars. In many cases, they forced them to remain on site, and many of them have been killed.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll continue. Your calls and thoughts welcome on what you want. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
By the way, I do want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods podcast. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And since September of 2013, so 5 years ago, Tom's been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, meaning he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. Guests include Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find Tom Woods and his show online at tomwoods.com, or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, one more point about Francis Scott Key, who there's been some controversy tonight about the lyrics, specifically the third verse of the Star Spangled Banner. Obviously, people interpreting things in the way that suits their political viewpoint the best. But it's also useful to find out what Key actually said in regards to slavery, he who was a slave owner and who might just have been mad about some of those slaves turning away from their plantations or wherever they were being kept and joining the British troops during the War of 1812, which is ostensibly why he wrote the lyrics that he did write in the song The Star-Spangled Banner, which were, no quote, "No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave," unquote. Again, taking satisfaction and reveling in the deaths of people that he believed were turncoats, in this case, the American slaves. But further, according to TheIntercept.com, by 1833, Key was a district attorney for Washington, D.C., as described in a book called Snowstorm in August by former Washington Post reporter Jefferson Morley. The police at that time were notorious thieves, frequently stealing the free blacks' possessions with impunity.
When? 1830?
1833, when Key was a district attorney for D.C.
There were no police in 1830. The first police department was 1850, London.
Hmm. Well, you'll have to check in on this book.
Police in the United States often came from slave catchers, which were considered to be, you know, pretty reprehensible people. There's no doubt. But, you know, that's from a University of Kentucky study, if you want to take a look at that. But no, I...
Okay. You might want to check the book Snowstorm in August. This is the claim by the author that there were police at that time, and they were notorious thieves, frequently stealing free blacks' possessions with impunity. One night, one of the constables tried to attack a woman who escaped and ran away until she fell off of a bridge across the Potomac and drowned. Mm. The paper, or an abolitionist paper at the time, wrote, quote, "There is neither mercy nor justice for colored people in this district. No fuss or stir was made about it. She was got out the river and was buried, and there the matter ended," unquote. Key was furious and indicted the newspaper for intending to, quote, now this is from Key, he said, quote, to injure, oppress, aggrieve, and vilify the good name, fame, credit, and reputation of the magistrates and constables of Washington County, unquote. So maybe constable was the word for cop or whatever. Maybe yeah, they weren't they called constables. The police at the time, Mark, but they're calling them constables.
Okay.
So what the subtle difference between a constable in 1833 was and a police officer of, you know, 1910, I don't know. But either way, he's mad about the newspaper for, quote, injuring, oppressing, and aggrieving and vilifying their good name. Again, these constables who were ostensibly stealing from free blacks and then allegedly committed murder against one. So you take what you want from Key's actual quotes and history and then apply it to what his words, his lyrics of the poem Star Spangled Banner were and make your own decision. We'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. First up, we've got on our back lines here, we got a call from jail. AJ's on the line in the Parnell Correctional Institution in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Go ahead, AJ.
Good evening, Free Talk Live.
Hey there, you're on the air.
I want to talk a little bit about the broken criminal justice system.
Yeah, please.
And it's important that we see that President Trump is experiencing right now exactly what's going on. They've weaponized the criminal justice system, and they're using it trying to remove a duly elected president. Whether you support Trump or not, it's irrelevant. What's relevant is they've criminalized it, and they're trying to find any crime that this guy has committed so they can remove him from office. This is not what the criminal justice system is set up for, and it clearly shows that this United States is extremely corrupt, because and they've been doing this for 50 years now and longer for many different peoples, but the bottom line is mass incarceration crisis has been going on for over 50 years now, and this is how they're doing it. They can lock up anybody they want. One of the justices stated in one of his rulings, the United States Supreme Court justice, quoting one of the presidents, you can lock up anybody. And the bottom line is there's tens of thousands of laws, state and federal, across the United States. And if you study anybody long enough, I don't care if it's a pope, I don't care.
They'll
if
always find
Jesus
something.
Christ.
Yep.
They'll always find something. If they want to lock you up, they'll find something.
They took Martha Stewart. She didn't do, I mean, they were never able to show that Martha Stewart did anything wrong.
Anything criminal.
The only thing they could do was say, during the investigation of her, her criminal investigation, she lied to an FBI agent. No, we can't give you the audio recording of that, even though audio recording was certainly something that the vast majority of police departments were doing when questioning witnesses, because the FBI didn't do that. And still, to this day, as my understanding is, they generally do not use audio recording devices. One would wonder mm-hmm. why until one was told that lying to an FBI agent is, in fact, a felony, and the FBI agent simply has to say that you lied. They have to lie and say that you lied, which presumably says that we Americans believe that FBI agents are either constitutionally incapable of lying or some breed of angel that doesn't lie.
Yes, and it's important to realize in the United States, a little over 100 years ago, they didn't even have governmental prosecutors. That's why in the federal government there is no branch. That's why it's under the executive branch, the attorney general, and the prosecutors. There was never a branch. The framers of the country Constitution, and our forefathers were fearful that if they had governmental prosecutors, they would become tyrants. And that's exactly what has happened. And the problem is the American taxpayer has no idea that the government is actually raping the taxpayers by abusing the criminal justice system, by weaponizing it.
Right. It's easy to ignore the criminal justice debacle that is ruining so many lives.
It only hurts people one at a time.
As long as it hasn't affected your family, right? As long as you know, your brothers, your sisters, your wife, your husband hasn't been arrested and wrongfully charged with some victimless crime, which, of course, happens all over the place and is becoming more common that people are becoming affected by this system. But until it does strike home, it's very convenient to just simply go about your business and go about your day and, you know, not really think about the people being held in that prison on the hill or whatever.
When we look at, all we have to do is look at the numbers here. When you look at the percentage of people who are charged and then the percentage of trials that come out of people who are charged, far less than 1% of the people that are charged with a crime end up in a trial. The vast majority end up in a plea bargain situation. Yep. And it's easy to say, well, you wouldn't plea bargain unless you were guilty, but two-thirds of the people that go to trial are found guilty. Juries are nothing but lockstep rubber stamps prosecutors. And, you know, any rational person is going to take a plea bargain because they know what happens in trial.
I can't tell you, Mark, you know, how many times that I've been out doing jury outreach, because I go every month here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It's relatively low population area. There's only usually one jury selection per month, and most of the time within this year, 2018, and the previous year, most of these jury selections get canceled. I go out there, it's, you know, 7:55 in the morning, ready for the court to open up, ready to hand out flyers about jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to judge a case based on your opinion about the law, not just what the facts in the case are. And I would say it's at least probably two out of every three, probably two-thirds of jury selections just get canceled. And even if they do have a jury selection, it may not even be for a criminal case. It might be for a civil case.
Right.
So there's just no jury selections happening because everybody's taken a plea deal.
And really, honestly, the government has no business in civil cases. Civil cases should be handled in the marketplace by arbiters and mediators.
Sure. Go ahead, AJ. Final thoughts.
But anyhow, on top of it, they force you into taking a plea because they bring up so many charges against you. There's no way they revoke your bond. They use everything against you, and there's no way your public defender will be blacklisted if he actually has a trial and gets you off. They actually, and I've seen it done many times. The system is way worse than most people realize.
Yep,
and
you're absolutely right.
Now,
it's AJ. By the way, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, AJ, from Prisoners for Liberty, a new organization that has formed there at the Parnell Correctional Institution. We got more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.